Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Well, 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 folks. Well, well, well. Looky what we have here. We have what I see is the worm has turned. The worm has turned. And I think we're in for some very interesting times. Very interesting times. This can only escalate. You know, this to me is part of a massive operation. That's how I see this. A red pill operation taking place now, unfolding before our very eyes. You see the Democrats in absolute panic. Chuck Schumer going crazy. This is good. This is going to be really, really interesting. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. If you appreciate me bringing the news to you the way I am, then I appreciate you. As always, folks, as always, when the lights go out on Amazon, it's a good birthday gift or just a gift in general. It's about being bullied. I wrote this on my iPhone in a matter of a month, believe it or not. I had a lot of shit I had to get out of my cabeza. And yes, Sancho is returning very soon, probably on Friday. And then the Mexican mix on Amazon as well. My mama's book, give her an honest review. It always helps. She reads them all. Oh, Davey, you're so sweet. Thank you, folks. I appreciate all of you. How do you like my Nirvana shirt? My favorite band, besides Pearl Jam, I think Nirvana. Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Depeche Mode, The Cure. Those are all my favorites. That's like kind of what I got in my... I'm old school, folks. I'm old school. I'm real old school. I'm starting to sport the grays now, too. I was like, you know what? No more Just for Men for me. No more Just for Men. Noble Gold, folks. Noble Gold. We are at war, and we are in recession. Two things the government doesn't want you to know. But it's only a matter of time until cracks start to show. And do you know what you will get? You will get hit with the most. Who will get hit the most? You, folks. You. That's why you need to protect yourself and your family, because things will get worse and it's on their way. Folks, we know this is coming. We all know this is coming. Fortunately, Noble Gold Investments is here to help you. I use them, folks. You've worked too hard to build up your savings and investments to see it all crushed to bits. A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold Investments ticks all the boxes to keep you safe. And this month, they're giving away a beautiful Gold Eagle Bullion coin with every qualifying IRA of $50,000 or higher. Stop worrying and visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. The Noble Gold, that's Noble Gold. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. How many times did I say that? That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. I sound like that guy now. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. I'm really starting to sound like a boxer now, you know? Noble Gold, folks, hit the link in the description box. It's down there below. Thank you, everybody who's giving me on the Super Chat. Get some precious metals. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. You got to. I am. The crypto game, man, I'm not big on that. I don't know. I know that that's where it's going, but I just don't know. I got XRP. I got some Bitcoin. But what I do know to have is gold, because that just keeps its value. I don't know. Call me crazy. And then in this time, it's like You know, I don't want to gamble too big with that. So I'm going with gold. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Thank you so much. Spotify is Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. They got a lot of spam on Telegram, man. I don't know what's going on with that channel. They got to fix it because it's just ridiculous. Anytime I put a post on there, it's like brrr, spam, bots. It's pretty bad. But Rumble, Nino's Corner, Truth Social, David Rodriguez, Boxer. Thank you, David Hernandez. Amigo, thank you. Truth is David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Bean, get some cool gear. Get some cool gear out there. Nino's Corner.tv. I got Kevin Strong coming on tonight or today. I'll upload it tonight. Kevin Strong, who's an ex-FAA employee. He was at January 6th, and there's videos of this guy walking around inside the Capitol building. It was just like a tourist. You know, it really looked like it was just a sightseeing. Everyone was just sightseeing. Everyone just kind of got herded in there and set up. It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's all coming out. It's all coming out. I mean, what Tucker Carlson is doing, I have no other way to look at this than this is a high-level intel operation. David or Dr. Robert Young is coming on with me and Scott McKay and Jayco. The Ghost is coming on again. The Ghost is going to reappear. You all love The Ghost. I got Jim Brewer, the comedian. That guy's fucking hilarious. Jim Brewer, like one of my favorite. Him and Bill Burr. Those two guys are like my favorite comedians right now. Jason Gobain, the 32nd degree Mason that did not want to deny Christ to move on to the 33rd degree. he's coming on. I got Daniel Brinkley, one of your favorites. He's coming on. Nino's Corner.tv. Juan O'Savin is up there right now. He's in the Caribbean. I guess he's on a honeymoon. I'm not sure what he's doing out there. He's there with some very influential people. I know that. All right, folks. Let's get started, shall we? Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. How many of you have to turn down the volume of your phone right about there? You see when I do my little movements. Oh, boy. It is the apocalypse, right? It is. We can all safely say that. It's the apocalypse. It really is. Let me move my necklace up. It's the apocalypse. Definitely huge shifts happening, and I think the worm has turned. Look what happened with Elon dumping all the Twitter files, making it a clear avenue of information, and now, and then the House with McCarthy, he's on a tight leash from Trump. And then you got this. How can you not say these are chess moves? How can you not? Whatever Trump has on Rupert Murdoch is a lot scarier than what the deep state's got on him. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say right here. I think, in my mind, opinion, I think Pelosi's playing ball a little bit and nobody knows. None of the deep state actors can figure it out. I think she's playing with the White Hats for a little bit. I think they got her. There's no reason for any of this. It doesn't make sense to me unless this is a clever operation being played out right now, because there is no reason for Deep State Fox to be playing these J6 videos. I don't understand it. I mean, Mike Lindell was pissed off about this. He went nuts when he found out that the 40,000 plus hours were given to Tucker Carlson. Nuts. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. But look what's happening, folks. Red pilling the normies. And guess what? People like Schumer, people like Schiff, they can't sleep now. I guarantee you they were on the phone all night last night and the night before, and they are freaking out, squirming, sweating, trying to do damage control. Probably calling up all the liberal syndicates, put an end to this. Oh, make this call, make that call. You got the Obamas on the phone. You got everybody on the phone. All the rhinos on the phone. How do we put an end to this? This is crazy. Can't just take out Tucker. It's too obvious. Tucker's coming on tonight, to air out more of the garbage. So Tucker's got the fake news in full-blown damage control mode after just the few J6 videos he released last night. As more of the 40,000-plus hours of footage are revealed, I got this from someone's Twitter. I forgot to put his name, so if you're listening to me out there, I'm sorry. There's no way they'll be able to continue propping up their bogus narrative, folks. The dam is breaking, and it's happening on the most watched normie show on cable television. Glorious. Another thing Tucker's under, and this is what I've heard. Tucker's under contract to basically do whatever he wants. I think it's separate than all the hosts out there. You guys might want to fact check this. I think it's different than Hannity and all the other hosts that are on Fox. I think he has a different kind of contract, so he can kind of do what he wants. So, McCarthy giving Tucker the J6 footage to air out the normies has to be the next strategic phase of the White Hats. These are chess moves, folks. I have no other. This is obvious. This is obvious. And if you're paying attention, if you're really paying attention, you see the worm has turned. And folks, who do they have to fear the most? The Americans. America. America now knows. We've always known. My audience has always known. I've always known. But now the normies know. Now the normies know. So what does that tell you if America's pissed? These people, just like that letter in that alphabet said, are not going to be able to walk the streets. They haven't already, really. But now, now that this is out there, you got the population, mass population, pissed off. Lynch mode, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't want to piss off Americans. I wouldn't want to be that guy. It's so pathetic to see Chuck Schumer get up there on the podium and, look. I'm going to get into that. But are they going to erect? Maybe they should erect another fence around the Capitol, huh, folks? Maybe that's their next move. Just lock themselves inside. Lock themselves inside. Have food delivered by helicopter. That's what it's getting to. It looks that way to me. Chuck Schumer pleads with Fox to stop Tucker from releasing more footage and states it's all lies. Yeah, because the footage lies. Real documented footage lies. Thanks, Jimmy Jones. Real footage lies, right, Chuck? Chucky boy? So the video footage doesn't lie, Chuck. You do. You do. And you're in trouble. All of you are in trouble. This is not going in the direction you all thought it would. Game over. It's coming. I've been saying this for years. I wouldn't come on YouTube and do this, folks, if I didn't feel we were going to win. I wouldn't. I had better shit to do with my time. Chuck Schumer pleads with Rupert Murdoch to stop Tucker Carlson from releasing more January 6th footage. He says that millions of Americans are furious. Really? Yeah, they are. At you, Chuck. At you. He says if it does not stop, it could lead to another January 6th panic. Their narrative is collapsing, folks. These people are in full-out damage control. Full-out damage control. Rupert Murdoch isn't listening to you, Chuck. Look, whatever, think about this for a second, folks. Whatever Trump has on Rupert Murdoch and Kevin McCarthy, it's scarier than what the deep state can do to them. Thank you, Anthony Hummer. You got to trust this, folks. Think about this for a second. Whatever Trump has on Rupert Murdoch and Kevin McCarthy and probably many more, it's scarier. It's making them sweat in their pants. For some reason, they're playing ball. You've got to keep that in your mind. Why are they playing ball with Trump? Whatever he has, it's a lot scarier than what the deep state can do to him. Chuck Schumer tweets, I was invited on Tucker Carlson's show. I will agree to go after Tucker Carlson admits to his viewers live on air that he has been lying to them about the 2020 you-know-what and what happened on January 6th. You nervous, Chuck? You nervous, Chuck? You can come on my show. I know it's not big as Tucker's, but you can come on my show. You can definitely come on my show. And I really feel, folks, that I said this in my last podcast, that some kind of event has to happen. It's common sense. It's common sense. We know the playbook. Or are they running out of gas? Are they running out of options? Because I would have thought by now there would have been something to steal the news cycle, folks. Something. Some kind of event, some kind of a scare event. It has to happen. They got to steal the news cycle, folks. Now, I'm not predicting anything to happen. I'm just saying that's what they do. That's what the deep state does. Those of us who are awake, we understand that's what they do. So France and Russia send an emergency message to their population. France and Russia send an emergency message to their population. The messages were launched by cell phones on television, radio, and cell phones. It seems that something strong is coming, so they're getting like an Amber Alert, something on their phones. We know they got to speed up World War III. They're trying their hardest, folks. They're working really hard at that. I don't even think Putin's playing ball, to be honest. I think they're running out of all options. Folks, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. Humanity is going to pull through. They are lying. Tucker Carlson reveals new details from exclusive January 6th video footage. I can't wait to have Kevin Strong on my show today. I'm going to be interviewing him right when I get off the morning show. So Kevin Strong's coming on. He was one of the guys wandering around sightseeing. He's going to tell me exactly what happened that day, and that's going to be on ninoscorner.tv. Fox News host Tucker Carlson that his show will air January 6, 2021. Capitol footage this week and claimed it will show the federal and congressional officials are lying to Americans. The defenders of democracy are defunding democracy again. Fox News host said last week, they're telling you it's really, really dangerous, and anyone would get to see thousands of hours of surveillance footage from January 6th, which has been hidden from the public for 2 years, as a tiny group of people gets to make up stories about what happened that day and change the country on the basis of those stories. Tucker is doing a really ballsy move. And ask yourself this, folks. You don't just do things like this. Elon Musk doesn't just air out the deep state unless they know we're going to win. Think about that. They've got to know we're going to win, folks. They've got to know. Would you do this? Oh, I'm just going to play chicken with the deep state. It's just good for my health. I want ratings. But you also want your life. So I would imagine there's some kind of security detail around Tucker right now. There would have to be. He's playing ball in the big leagues against really scary, bad people. How does this work? How does that work exactly? He asked. Well, it's not democracy, of course. It's building a bulwark against your lies being revealed. And they're lying. And we know that because we've been looking at the tape. More coming tonight, folks. In a March 3rd follow-up post on Twitter, Carlson wrote that the results of the investigation will air Monday and Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News channel, referring to his time slot. Carlson did not provide further details about what has been hidden from the public. It was confirmed by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last month that he provided the popular Fox host with more than 41,000 hours. Love you guys, too. The Capitol security footage granting Carlson exclusive access. McCarthy said that after Carlson is finished, the footage would be released to the public at a later undisclosed time. Yes! Winning! What are they going to do? And you know what? It's going to be blasted all over Twitter to make sure the normies and your liberal friends, they see it too and change their minds. If they're lying about this, what else are they lying about? Better start listening to your, your conspiracy friends. Your friends that think. So Tucker Carlson releases exclusive January 6th footage, says politicians, media lied about Sicknick and the shaman. I think I interviewed the shaman's sister at one time. The first back of footage showed Trump supporters peacefully touring the building. Sightseers, as Carlson put it. But the footage The rioters overwhelmingly consumed the news coverage of January 6th, which made many in D.C. have compared to 9/11, folks. They compared this. They had the balls to compare this to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. Do you see how they steal narratives and make it for themselves? Thank you, Bonnie Blackwood. So now, what's the media? What is the media doing now? They're targeting Tucker, going after him. Balls to the wall, folks. Balls to the wall. Tucker Carlson shows his the first of his January 6th footage, calls it mostly peaceful chaos. So see how they word this. It's important to pay attention on how they word this stuff. Fox News host. Fox News host Tucker Carlson released the first portion of never-before-seen angles of footage from the January 6th, 2021 attack on the Capitol by Trump supporters on Monday, describing the scene at one point as mostly peaceful chaos, deadly insurrection. Everything about the phrase is a lie, Carlson said on the widely watched weeknight program. Very little about January 6th was organized or violent. Surveillance video from inside the Capitol shows mostly peaceful chaos. There have been multiple deaths. And then they go into this. There have been multiple deaths tied to the attack, and roughly 1,000 arrests have been made in connection with it. While some, I know people that the FBI were hassling, scaring, intimidating. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. While some 500 had pleaded guilty over their roles that day, more than 100 law enforcement officers were injured during the riot. So now they're making up for what Tucker's saying. Carlson showed footage of people who entered the Capitol on January 6th, roaming the hallways without vandalizing or warring with police officers, including the shaman. And I don't want to say that word. Thank you, Mary Salinas. Jacob Chansley being followed by officers walking behind him and passing a group of several officers without being stopped. While Carlson said that it was not clear how Chansley got into the Capitol, documents filed relating to a plea agreement from the shaman said he admits that he entered the building through a broken door around a minute after it was breached. Becoming one of the first 30 rioters in the first, look how they're wording this. Rioters in the Capitol, already public security footage shows in his entrance. So what I'm showing here, folks, is how the liberal media is trying to get ahead of the story, trying to get ahead of the ball to keep their liberal friends under their trance. Doesn't it seem like they're in a trance? It's like we're awake, and when you see these people, they're like, oh, I just watched the media. I just watched the media. I just watched CNN. I just watched CNN. MSNBC, CNN, MSNBC. It's disgusting. Carlson downplayed the other wildly circulated footage from January 6th that showed rioters assaulting officers who were met with bear mace. We know who those people were. We know who they were. Yeah, we know. And I can't say it on here on YouTube, but you all know who those people were.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Wearing knee pads, braces, sticks. Yeah, I've been to about 3 or 4 Trump rallies. I've never seen those people. I'm going to tell you that right now. Just a lie. It's just a lie, says Senate Republicans. Senate Republicans blast Tucker Carlson's January 6th narrative. Now these people are really squirming in their pants. Why? Because they're being exposed, folks. They're being exposed. Senate Republicans, folks, not Democrats, Republicans, rhinos, Senate Republicans blasted Fox News on Tuesday for airing a show that twisted details. It twisted the details of the January 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol into a conspiracy-fueled narrative, breaking ranks with House GOP colleagues who cheered on the show. From Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the rhino, Mitch McConnell to rank and file lawmakers, Republican senators largely rejected Fox personality Tucker Carlson's vision of the deadly insurrection as a mostly peaceful protest that involved little violence. appearing at his weekly news conference, McConnell. Give me just 30 seconds with that guy in a phone booth. McConnell denounced the leadership of the conservative cable network for airing the entertainer's vision of an assault on the Capitol, holding up the letter of the U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Menger that accused Carlson's show of being filled with offensive and misleading conclusions. I'm going to tell you right now, folks. I'm going to say this right now. These people, McConnell, if you ever listen to my show, you better stop while you're ahead, because it's going to end badly for you. All of you, if you listen to my show, this is going to end badly for you. It's coming. Anything you say is only going to make it worse in your last moments, is the way I see it. You think this is an accident? You think Tucker and Kevin McCarthy just decided to go against the deep state? You think Tucker just decided to go against the deep state? You think this is an accident? You think they're doing this for ratings? You morons, wake up. You're in trouble. You're in big trouble. And it's more trouble than you would be in with the deep state. Whatever's coming for you is worse. I don't know. Right now, it's denial. I see a lot of denial. A lot of denial right now. There was an attack. It was an attack. This is crazy. Then comes the blame game. Oh, not me. Him. Oh, and then after that, after the blame game, what happens? Boom! It's coming. Yeah, I know. I'm extreme. Extreme, aren't I? Don't put that word in here because YouTube goes after it. That's why I made the sign, you know. So U.S. Capitol Police Chief rips Tucker Carlson over offensive use of January 6th footage. Yeah, it's offensive because you got caught. That's why it's offensive. Jackass. U.S. Capitol Chief Tom Menger on Tuesday ripped into Fox News host Tucker Carlson over his commentary about footage from the January 6, 2021 insurrection that has aired Monday night, saying the host cherry-picked from the footage to present offensive and misleading conclusions about the attack. Last night, an opinion program aired a commentary that was filled with offensive and misleading conclusions about the January 6 attack. Menger wrote in an internal department memo obtained by CNN, adding that Carlson's show didn't reach out to the police department to provide accurate content. Because, you know, that's where you get the accurate content. Just reach out. Should have reached out to us. CNN shows how Tucker Carlson attempted to sanitize new January 6th footage. So, what do you know about Tucker Carlson's January 6th footage? This is a liberal syndicate, so I'm going to talk like a liberal. CNN News Fox host Tucker Carlson aired newly released footage on his show Monday from the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack. That included images of the writer known as the you-know-what shaman, as well as the Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick, who died following the attack. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy granted Carlson access to more than 40,000 hours of the Capitol security footage from January 6. CNN and other news organizations have also requested access to the security footage. McCarthy's office said it is still working on the process to make the footage more widely available, but did not comment further. Capitol Police have continuously warned that the release of the security footage from the Capitol could pose a potential security risk to the building. CNN has reached out to the Capitol Police for comment. What? I know, I'm crazy. But that's how I picture them all talking. I... All right. Bombshell January 6 footage release reveals. Ray Epps lied in his testimony. You think? Ray Epps lied in his testimony. Democrats knew it and hid it for over a year. Oh, Ray, I would love Ray Epps. If you're out there listening, you're a big guy. You're a big guy, Ray Epps. I'll tell you what, I'll use one hand, and knock you out in less than 30 seconds in front of all those people you tried to get into the Capitol building. The offer's out there, Ray Epps. If you hear me, Ray Epps, I'll use one hand, my left hand, and I guarantee you I'll knock your ass out in less than 30 seconds, less than 20 seconds, less than 10 seconds, most likely. Probably less than 5 seconds. Bam! Boom, you're out. You're out. You're asleep. And you're snoring. So, Ray Epps, if you're out there, we'll do it for the American people. What do you say? Nino versus Epps. I like the sound of that. Nino versus Epps. Yeah. All right. Oversight Committee tweets. We have 8 hearings this week. The origins of the boogeyman, the border crisis. Hold on. I'm getting to my next piece of paper. SBR energy crisis, advances in AI, OPM oversight, inflation, waste, fraud, and abuse in a boogeyman spending. The Biden family investigations. Yeah, you know, you all know I can throw leather. These suckers can bang. Bang, bang, bang. It's like weapons. Bang, bang. All right. Accountability is coming, folks. Let's talk about Ronnie Boy, Ronnie DeSantis. That's another one. I'm going to put out another. I'm in the mood today. I'm just in a good mood. Another challenge. Ronnie. You can do whatever you learn in the Navy SEALs. You can do whatever you learned. I'll use one hand and knock you out just the same. I promise. Say under 20. Challenge is out there, buddy. And if I win, you don't run. If you win, that's not going to happen. You just won't run. All right, the Florida law standing between DeSantis and the presidential bid. With the release of his book last week, Florida Ron DeSantis has begun his campaign for an office he hasn't declared if he's seeking. It's not officially a campaign. It's called instead a book tour for the courage to be free. The courage to be free. Florida's blueprint of America's revival. DeSantis will make 2 book tour stops this week in Iowa, important to presidential contenders with its early primary caucus. He's likely to stop by in New Hampshire. In his early primaries, so he's going to make all the rounds. I see this guy coming. I don't know how you guys don't. It's obvious. Look, there's only one guy, and that's Trump. The rest don't matter. If they're opposing Trump, they're the enemy. Just saying. So, Florida lawmakers have gone back and forth on that law over the past 2 decades. What law, you ask? Well, there's another reason. Florida law now requires him to resign as governor in a second term. He took the oath of office just 2 months ago if he runs for another office. So he would have to resign as governor to run for president. It's coming. Believe me, it's coming. They'll tweak it out. They'll make it happen because they got to stop Trump, folks. They're going to use DeSantis to stop Trump. When you know, you know. But I love Ron DeSantis. I live here in Florida, and he's done such great things for us. Like I said, I don't care if he turns water into wine. He's not the guy, and he will never be the guy. He's owned by the globalists. Look at his do a little bit of research on your own. Go look at his donors. Go look at the people supporting him. Go look at the people backing him. The Bush family. There you go. What happened on the watch of the Bush family? Who's senior? Bush senior? What does he always talk about? A new world order. What about George W? W? 9/11. Put it together, folks. Big Mike in 2024. Are we going to see Big Mike? Michelle Obama for president of the United States in 2024? Democrats say Michelle Obama has the it factor. I bet you do. I bet you do. Has the effect that could make her beat Donald Trump in 2024. Well, Democratic leaders are publicly rallying behind Joe Biden to be their guy in 2024 presidential election. Behind the scenes, Democrats are still mulling the best leader for the party who could win a standoff against former President Donald Trump in 2024. Former White House and Pentagon officials Douglas McCannon said, if not Biden or Vice President Kamala Harris, Democrats could look to a past superstar to create a more viable ticket. Among the names of possible contenders, former First Lady Big Mike was floated ahead of the last Democratic presidential primary, although she has repeatedly denied any interest in seeking office. At 59, and with her it factor, maybe like that, I don't know. Oh, boy. She could run for president. They're going to do anything they can. Anything they can. It's all coming. China prepares for war, folks. China's, as we're here fighting amongst ourselves, China's preparing for war. China says U.S. relations have left the rational path and warns of coming conflict. So China's Xi Jinping takes rare direct aim at U.S. in speech. Chinese leader Xi Jinping issued an unusually blunt rebuke of U.S. policy on Monday, blaming what he termed a Washington-led campaign to suppress China for recent challenges facing his country. Western countries led by the U.S. have implemented all-round containment, encirclement, and suppression against us, bringing unprecedentedly severe challenges to our country's development. Mr. Xi was quoted by state media as saying on Monday, Mr. Xi's comments marked an unusual departure for a leader who has generally refrained from directly criticizing the U.S. in public remarks, even as his decade-long leadership has demonstrated a pessimistic view of the bilateral relationship. The accusation of U.S. suppression of China's development over the past 5 years comes as Mr. Xi faces charges from investors that China's economy has been damaged by his policies, including the emphasis on national security. In Iran news, Iran has announced a massive discovery that could represent the second largest lithium deposit in the world. This comes as they want to join BRICS right as the world transition to electric vehicles. It is estimated China refines 60% of the world's lithium. BRICS is a resource-based bloc, which many continue to discount. Whew! How am I doing, folks? Am I doing all right? Sometimes I get lightheaded when I do these shows. I know a lot of you are just waiting for me to just aneurysm out here. And yes, those challenges are real, even with a bad back. Even with a bad back. I have a really bad back, and even with a bad back, I can still whoop some ass. I crack. I crack like thunder. Like thunder. When I hit people, it sounds like a baseball bat. It's like a... I really want to hit somebody. I do. Oh, I do. I do. Border news. Border news. Let's get into some border news. You guys feel like going to Mexico anytime soon? Thank you, Karen Lemieux. Thank you. You guys feel like going to Mexico anytime soon? Two Americans violently kidnapped in Mexico found dead, two are alive. Mexico's president said Tuesday that two of the four U.S. citizens who were assaulted and kidnapped in Mexico have been found dead, while the other two have been found alive. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said that one of the individuals who has been found alive had been injured in last week's violent abduction. Oh, man. Attorney General Irving Barrios confirmed the development in a tweet, noting that more details would be provided at a later time. Derived from the joint search actions, the four American citizens deprived of their liberty last Friday were found, Barrios said. Unfortunately, two are dead. Investigation and intelligence work continue to capture those responsible. Details will be given later. All four American citizens who were assaulted and kidnapped by gunmen in Mexico on Friday have been identified by family members. Credit card companies, folks, credit card companies will adopt new sales code for gun transactions. You remember what it says, that your Second Amendment shall not be infringed upon? I remember that. But they're doing everything they can. U.S. credit card giant said they will implement a new merchant category code for the nation's gun retailers, which gun control activists say will help flag potential mass shooters and gun traffickers. So, but see, this gets really muddy. This is when it gets really murky. A big gray area here, folks. The International Organization of Standardization, based in Geneva, approved the code on Friday. The systems will separately categorize sales at gun and ammunition stores, which advocates say can help track suspicious transactions of firearms and ammunition. Suspicious. Christine Barras, thank you. You're amazing. You're amazing, too. Visa, the world's largest payment network, will proceed with next steps, the company said in a statement Sunday, while ensuring we protect all legal commerce on the Visa network in accordance with our long-standing rules. This is how they do it. This is how they chip away. They chip away. They chip away. They chip away. This is a good one, folks. House Republicans attempt to force vote on transgender sports bill. You mean I'm not going to be able to go into heavyweight boxing against in the women's division? Dozens of House Republicans on Wednesday signed on to a petition to force a vote on legislation that would ban transgender women and girls from playing on sports teams that match their gender identity. Why don't we just make a separate, like a transgender league? Why not that? I mean, there's so many of them now. Let's just give them their own league. What's wrong with that? Let them have their own thing. I'll watch it. I'll pay to watch it. I'll watch that shit. Give them their own shit, man. I mean, seriously. I think I make sense on this. Give them their own sport. I would pay to watch it. I would really watch it. I think it'd be hilarious. I don't know. Let's get into some what the fuck news, shall we? And what the fuck news. Kelly, Christine, you rule, Nino. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that very much. You're a nice, sweet person, and you make a lot of sense. And thank you. And Morel, 48. Thank you as well. Thank you. Good. All right. What the fuck news? Zippity doodah, folks. Zippity doodah lyrics from Song of the South removed from Disneyland Parade. This is the shit they're removing from Disneyland. Lyrics from Zippity Doodah, Zippity Doodah, Zippity Hey, My Oh My, Have a Wonderful Day. Remember that song? I think. Anything that makes you feel good like a kid again, they're getting rid of it. Oh, boy. Lyrics from Zippity Doodah have been quietly removed from the set list of Disneyland's Magic Happens Parade. The melody originates from the 1946 feature Song of the South, which has been criticized for featuring racist imagery and themes. Disneyland officials confirmed to the Los Angeles Times that a lyric from the song was removed from the soundtrack of the Magic Happens Parade, which is held twice daily at the Anaheim Resort. The Magic Happens Parade returned to the park on February 21st, ending a three-year hiatus prompted by the boogeyman. According to the report, Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-Yay has been replaced by a song from the 1953 feature of Peter Pan. Peter Pan. I guess, you know. But having drag queen story hour, now that's okay. That's okay. Let's imprint that on child's minds. Yeah, I know. I can get a little wild. I can get a little crazy. It's what I do. I don't know. I feel like this world's insane. This world's gone crazy. I'm just trying to adapt. I mean, if you just look at people on Instagram, what do you see on Instagram? It's narcissism. Really, I look at it as insecurity, but I mean, There's a guy on YouTube that I think it's Joey B. Tunes. I don't know if you guys have watched that guy. He trolls Instagrammers. He trolls YouTubers. I mean, this guy's awesome. He's like my favorite channel on YouTube right now. Joey B. Tunes. Pretty funny. Pretty good. You guys should get over there and look at it. All right, folks, let's watch Tucker tonight. Let's see him go nuclear. Let's see him go nuclear. Let's see what he does. I can't wait. You know, I bet the threats he's getting is insane. Insane amounts of threats. It's going to be crazy. Going to be crazy, folks. Okay, let's watch it tonight, and I'll be back here Friday as Sancho. Then Friday, I will be Sancho. Friday, I will be Sancho. Sancho. Macho Sancho. All right, folks, I'm out. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, the black sheep of broadcasting, Nino, baby. Later.